Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh County. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to begin by talking about legislation that was moved in the House this week. It is an effort to get rid of some regulations and red tape. Can you tell us what's going on here?
Sure. We are always looking to reduce unnecessary regulatory burdens that are out there. And this week, the House approved a series of bills that would streamline permitting requirements and empower local governments to better maintain their creeks and streams to protect against flooding. The bills were developed in response to a House Majority Policy Committee hearing at which local government officials and landowners testified about how permitting requirements have prevented them from clearing streams of gravel and debris, sometimes leading to severe flooding and property damage in surrounding areas. Additionally, when creeks and streams see a buildup of gravel and other debris, it may change the direction of the stream channel, leading to damage to bridges and other structures. Replacement of these structures also then comes at a significant taxpayer expense. House Bill 2405 would create a program that allows counties to opt in to address hazards within their streams by allowing for emergency maintenance permits in consultation with their county conservation district. House Bill 2406 would create a permit specific to smaller maintenance projects. Other measures would clarify that no permit would be required for maintenance on a culvert, removal of flood-related hazards from streams that are deemed to be an emergency by a state or county, and maintenance activities conducted within 50 feet of a bridge or culvert. An additional measure would require DEP to issue an annual report to the General Assembly regarding flooding and stream maintenance and restoration. The bills now go to the Senate for their consideration.
The House also worked to increase transparency. That's something that we're always trying to do. What's going on here?
Well, that's correct. Taxpayers deserve to see where and how their tax dollars are being spent. That's why I voted for legislation that would allow the Pennsylvania Treasury to withhold payments on state contracts until the responsible state agency has submitted the contract for public view. House Bill 2485 would codify the Pennsylvania Treasury Department's current process requiring each Commonwealth, legislative, or judicial agency to provide a summary of each contract valued at $10,000 or more be submitted for public display. The bill also would give the Treasury the ability to not disperse any funds for a contract which has not been submitted to the contract's e-library database. The bill now goes to the Senate for their consideration.
And finally, Representative, some good news about some dates to know for those who love to be in the outdoors. What's going on?
Hunting licenses for the 2022-2023 hunting season go on sale this Monday, June 13th, and may be purchased electronically or in person. Before you purchase your first hunting license, you must pass a Pennsylvania Game Commission certification exam, which can be taken online or in a classroom setting. Two other dates which are worthy of note are Monday, July 11th, when antlerless deer licenses go on sale to Pennsylvania residents, and Sunday, July 31st, which is the final day to apply for an elk license. For more information, you can visit the commission's website at www.pgc.gov. That's the Pennsylvania Game Commission's website at pgc.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.